Greetings from the Candy Colored Studio, where life is sweeter in candy color. I'm oil painter Katrina Berg, and I'm so glad you're here. I'll be chatting with you from my Midway, Utah home, serving up a palette of support, hope, and love with a side of realness. As a mother of five, including five-year-old twins, I know too well that life is rarely easy and jolly, but savoring the sweet moments gives us the strength we need to find peace, growth, and fulfillment along our journey. Again, so happy you're here and welcome.
I'm getting on a podcast, so don't make noise.
Welcome back to the Candy Colored Studio. So today I want to talk to you guys about websites. And this, I'm obviously going to be talking about it in relation for artists and creatives, but honestly, I think these tips will be helpful no matter the business that you have, no matter what type of business it is. So before I jump too far into the websites, if you're not aware, I have what's called the Candy Club, and we get together as creatives and artists every month. We have a theme that we talk about every month, and it starts out, I basically compile all the things that I've learned within that theme or topic, and then share some stories and links and things, and then they have some actionable items that they can work on within the topic throughout the month. And then the end of the month, we get together and we have a live chat on Zoom and we talk about our topic. And then, of course, throughout the month, we have a Facebook page, Facebook group where they can jump in and ask each other questions and help each other with that particular topic, but then also whatever thing that they want to talk about. Anyways, so a lot of the things that I'm going to talk about today are things that we talked about as a group, and the things that I think that are the most helpful with websites. And when it comes down to it, I feel like websites are just, we're at the point where you just need to have a website. There's no way around it. I don't want to go too deeply into the reasons why, but just considering all the things going on right now with the COVID situation, quarantine, obviously it is very nice for people to be able to get to know you, your business, your brand, all those things right from the comfort of their home. It doesn't matter when your hours are, they can just go on and learn about you. So again, I think there's so many things that we're learning from this situation, but if there's one thing where the timing is like, oh, if there was ever a time to have a website, it's right now. So let's go ahead and talk about some of these things. So the first thing that I think is so important, and some of these things that I'm going to talk about are really easy. Maybe it's like a checklist for you, and others maybe need to spend a little bit more time on it. But I think the very first thing that we need to consider with a website is there needs to be a photograph of you, because as time has gone on, I feel like the generation or the time, the culture that we live in right now, I think that people love it when we're personal, right? And so I think it's important to have a photo of you on your website. And I know that might sound weird because you're like, they're here for the art, they're not here for me. But I think that most of us really want to know the person we're buying something from. And so even if you're selling some clothing that you didn't necessarily create or design, but you're just kind of the middleman, I think it's still nice that people get on and they recognize you right away. So for artists, I think it's super important because a lot of us have common names, and it's really nice when you jump on somebody website and you're like, oh, I'm in the right place because I can see a picture of them. And I think that overall, I think it also sets the tone and helps them know that you're there to serve them. So for so many various reasons, make sure there are photos of you on your website. I would totally recommend having at least one on the main page, and then make sure you have others as well. So that's number one. Number two is also quite simple. Take the time and buy your domain. So if you're an artist and you should have your website, most likely it's going to be your name. Like mine is katrinaberg.com. That's all it is. It's very simple. It's easy. And I think the reason why we want it so easy is because we want people to be able to find it, whether they know we have a website or not, because that's what we do. How many times do you learn about a new business or a new person that you've just met and you want to know about what it is that they do? all you do is you put in their name. And so it's so nice to not have to remember the brand or the company name. You can just put that person's name in there. I know that for some of us, it's a very recognizable brand name and we put that in. But for a lot of times, you just want to be able to put that person's name in and immediately have their stuff pop up. So spend the $15, the $12, the $15, the $20 a year and buy your domain. So obviously that mean is mine is www.katrinaberg.com. And that's all it is. So again, yes, it could be .net, it could be .UK or FR for France or whatever, AU for Australia. The important thing is to have your name somewhere in that domain. And again, it'll make it easier for people to find you, which is the key, right? And we want it simple. When I first got a blog, I think my blogspot like was www.blogspot.com/KatrinaCarlBerg. Anyways, so many things for people. And so you just get used to sending them the link, which is fine. But again, it makes it hard for them to find you. So just take the time to go ahead and register your domain. I promise you will not regret it. Okay. The other thing that I would like to talk about, number three, would be to make sure that your website is personal. Make sure it's a reflection of you and what you stand for, what you create, what you sell, whatever it is. Make sure it's personal. I have some artist friends and you get on their website and it's so obviously them. It's just so wonderful. Number one, you know you're in the right place. Two, you know exactly what they're all about, whether it's the colors, the style, all those things shine right through when you make it very personal and unique to you. Okay, number four, I think that, again, this is something you could spend a lot of time on or you can just spend a little bit of time on it, but you want to make it easy for people to be able to contact you. That could be a contact page. It can be a place for them to sign up for your newsletter. It could be a phone number, whatever it is. You want to make it really easy for them to be able to get in touch with you, okay? And that's number four. Number five, speaking with easy, we want to make sure it's easy for them to purchase your work, your products, whatever it is that you are offering. Let's make sure that it's easy for them to do so. And so obviously it's really great if you have a cart, but if you just want to have a simple explanation as to how you take money via Venmo and they can come pick it up or you can send it to them or whatever, that is fine too. Just make sure that it's very easy and clear for them to be able to purchase whatever it is that you have to offer. Okay, number six. This is our final one. Number six would be video. I can't say enough how important video is. And for me personally, because my paint is so thick, there's so much texture, there's a lot of detail and stuff, sometimes it's really hard to photograph it. And so I've learned that it's a lot easier to make the sales and to convey what it is that I have available through video. Video can show so much more than a photograph can. And so I think that you'll find that if you will take the time and make the effort to add video on your website. It could be on the main page. It can be in your blog, wherever it is. I mean, I recommend putting it in several places, but use video as much as possible because I really think that that is what's, you know, it's the closest thing we have to being right there one-on-one with your person, helping them understand what you have to serve them with. And that is going to happen through video. So there you have it, six website tips. If you want to dive deeper into any of these and more, I have a mini course based on everything that we did that month as a club. And I will put a link to that in the show notes. You can also find it on my website. It's under mini courses. And again, it's all about how to up your game with your website. And I think, again, there are just a few really simple things you can do to make your website really convert and really work for you, right? I came across a website the other day. I was trying to find a friend's website and I could not find it. Number one, it was really difficult. I finally had to end it up on like a LinkedIn page, which thank goodness for LinkedIn, right? However, it was hard to navigate through. It was hard to find some of those things that I mentioned. And so again, Work on those six, and I promise that your website will go to the next level. I'm going to repeat them one more time. Photos of you is number one. Number two, buy your domain. Number three, make sure it's personal and reflects you. Number four, make sure it's easy for people to contact you. Number five, make sure it's easy for them to purchase on your website. And number six, include some video. So there you have it. You put those things and elevate those things, and I promise that you will be seeing some really great things happen on your website. Meanwhile, things going on over here. I'm always changing my website, just so you know. I don't expect my website to ever be perfect, so I update it quite regularly. Sometimes I take a break for a while and I jump back in and I'll revamp things. When we did this as a group, I fixed and tweaked a few things and realized that I probably need to find another way to get video on my main page again, which means I probably need to change my, I can't remember what it's called. There's like an interface thing that I have to fix, but it's totally worth it. And I just never expect my website to be done. So just know that you're not the only one out there always trying to make your website better. Okay, let's talk about things going on in the studio right now. So I do have a hand-painted purse that is available through Gallery Mar at an auction. Just check out my email list for information on that. And then also there might be some information on my Instagram, or you can just message me or email me, and I'd be happy to give you the information for that. And then of course there is the Rouge Women's Voices show coming up. August 7th is the opening. And again, make sure you're on my email list, AKA my sweet list. I'll have a link in the show notes if you're not already. I'll make sure and have information on there for you. And if you can go to the opening, I would love to see you. However, I understand that it's also nice to be able to go in small groups. So if you want to set up an appointment with the Bountiful Davis Arts Center, I know they're more than willing to work around you and your needs. So please take advantage of that. It's going to be an exquisite show. I have some amazing friends creating incredible work for this show, and it's just going to be a total treat. So if you're not local, don't worry. I'll make sure and share some things in my website, on my email list, and of course in Instagram. And you can always just reach out to me and ask me to send you things, but it's going to be really great. So those are the biggest things that I have coming up right away. And I just want to send lots of love to you today. I want you to know that every time you spend a little bit of time on your business, I promise that those things add up. And, you know, we don't need to be perfect in any of them, but if we just spend a little bit of time to tweak things a little bit, I promise it makes a huge difference overall. So I just want you to get out there and don't be afraid to try things and change things. And know that you're loved. And again, I'm just sending a lot of love from the Candy Colored Studio.